Heather Holland from Fort Myers lost her 3-year-old daughter, Piper, almost 4 years ago. It was on Christmas Day.
She took a nap shortly after opening presents with her cousins and my family and died in her sleep around 3 o'clock. She had an enlarged heart that was undiagnosed.
She says the grieving process has been unrelenting. Since Piper's death, Holland says she sought out support groups in the hope she would find some comfort or at least some relief. But she says it wasn't until she attended a yoga class that she actually felt a little better.
Once I took the yoga class, I didn't feel the need to go back to those groups.
Holland says the way she was holding her body through those grueling months had done some real damage. The prolonged grieving had even moved part of her jaw out of place. But she says yoga is actually healing the physical effects of her grief.
With yoga, it's given me that fighting chance to fight off the physical elements that grief brings on. And, you know, with my body, I've been able to reconnect with it. And internally, what it's done for me is it's been amazing. It doesn't take the pain away. It doesn't take the sadness away. But when I wake up in the morning, I feel like I have a chance to get through the day.
Mental health counselor Heather Payne works at a children's hospital as a bereavement counselor for people who have lost a child. Payne says taking a holistic approach to healing trauma is particularly helpful with grieving parents.
You know, your body's kind of in protect you mode and everything can tense up. People have developed, you know, migraines, neck problems, things like that.
Payne says that's why yoga provides a great opportunity to heal grief. Once Heather Holland had found some solace in yoga herself, she opened a studio in Fort Myers so that other people in the area could experience the benefits yoga brought to her life. The studio held its first bereavement yoga workshop with grieving parents this past weekend. The workshop included a series of relaxing yoga poses, which Holland says was aimed at opening up the heart and throat chakras.
Obviously, our heart is closed because our heart is broken, and we're unwilling to let anything else go into the heart for fear it'll be broken again. So naturally, your shoulders do round, guarding that heart.
Mental health counselor Heather Payne says yoga can also provide some really crucial alone time for a grieving parent.
That is where yoga can be really helpful, because when you're doing yoga, you really have to focus on your own body and what your body is doing. And it kind of takes you away from everything else and just lets you be in the moment and with yourself. And sometimes people need that so that they can actually open themselves up to grieving the way they need to.
One of the first clients to attend the bereavement yoga workshop was Carrie Perk from Cape Coral. Her family dog fatally bit her 2-year-old son, Liam, just 3 days before Holland lost her daughter. Perk says the workshop reminded her that through this process, taking care of her own physical and mental well-being was really important.
You know, it's the biggest thing to be able to relax your mind. And when you are a parent that has lost a child and going through the circumstances that we went through, it's really hard to ease your mind. Your mind's constantly racing about images that you've seen and that you've gone through, and it can be really hard sometimes to displace those.
Also at the workshop was Gail Doxey from Fort Myers. She lost her only son in an accident in 2006. Doxey says being in the studio surrounded by people who had also lost children was particularly therapeutic.
I think, you know, any time that you don't feel alone, you know, in something that's happened, it's helpful that there's a commonality, that there's other people there that know not exactly how you feel, because everybody has, you know, grieving is individual, but they know the trauma and they know, the suffering of going through grief.
Ruby and Pearl's yoga studio owner Heather Holland says offering this workshop and other yoga classes has been the best therapy for her, because she says she gets to help people. And in that way, her daughter Piper's memory lives on. Ashley Lopez, WGCU News.